540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AD News. I'm Ed Donahue. As NATO renews its commitment to Wygon, spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says there are no plans for the U.S. to supply Ukraine with Patriot missiles.
You're talking about a pretty significant maintenance and sustainment tail, as well as a training tail on those things. So none of these systems are plug and play. You can't just show up on the battlefield and start using them. And so those are the kinds of things that are taken into account when it comes to more advanced systems.
NATO is renewing a membership vow to Ukraine and is pledging arms and aid. After meeting with President Biden at the White House,
transformers and more advanced air defenses, specifically Patriot missile systems.
Right now, we have no plans to provide Patriot batteries to Ukraine.
But Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon says the U.S. will keep talking with allies about other weapons on top of what's already been sent to Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the White House.
We're here to get work done.
President Biden met with congressional leaders about work to be done by the end of the year. It includes a deadline to avert a possible freight rail strike. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked what Republicans are thinking.
Some may be inclined to vote against it, and others are arguing that the economic price doing that is too great. And I think Senator Schumer will be out here shortly. You can ask him.
There's also another deadline to avert a government shutdown. The conference board says consumer confidence fell for the second straight month in November. A senior Russian diplomat says Russia and the U.S. have repeatedly been on the verge of an agreement of a prisoner exchange. The Biden administration has been trying for months to negotiate the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner and another American jailed in Russia, Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan. This is AP News.
We tried Dynavite nutritional supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now get up to 50% off at the Cyber Monday sale and even deeper discounts on some of our favorite styles happening now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of their super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss the Cyber Monday sale on now at your nearest Untuck It store or at untuckit.com. Untuck It, shirts designed to be worn.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Darrow became famous in Wisconsin for presiding over the Darrell Brooks trial. Now we're getting word she'll announce she's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court tomorrow. That's according to Channel 4 TV in Milwaukee, which cites Darrow's husband. She was appointed by former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and is reportedly active in the Republican Party. It's the time of year for car deer crashes. There have been about 16,000 deer crashes in Wisconsin over the past 2 years. Some auto body shops say they're booked out until March as more drivers choose to fix their cars than buy new. Deer are most active at dawn and at dusk. In sports, Badger men's basketball hosts Wake Forest tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly.
I am.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm all right, man.
It's a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, we have a new and improved sound in the studio here. It's nice. It's really good. And
it is.
Much
it
gooder,
is very
I
nice.
Think. Thank you, Corey, for coming in and helping out. Restoring a little bit of sanity to this guy's life, and I really appreciate that.
It's absolutely. Good. We salute you, Corey, today on this Tuesday afternoon here on Dueling Tangents. You are listening to this fine program across the Civic Media Network. Here in Madison, I'm broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. Brian, tell the people where you're broadcasting from.
Oh, I'm out in Waukesha right now, in the Waukesha Studios at 540 AM, WAUK. Good job, Brian. See, this is why we don't do this. I'm in Waukesha. We're live in a lot of different places, including Amory in Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids. I love all of you guys.
Oshkosh and Richland Center.
Chad Holmes in Wausau. Either way, congratulations, everybody, for listening to us, because you're the winners, really. And if you want to join us, give us a call, 844-967-2789. You can also text at that number, 844-96-PARTY.
Can you believe the election was 3 weeks ago already, Brian?
I'm ready for it to happen next week. I know that Halloween's coming up. It's almost there. And the election's right after that.
Oh.
So, my goodness. The spring election. Yes, that's tomorrow.
No. It feels like it's coming as quickly as tomorrow. Not that fast. But we will be joined by Dan Schaefer at the bottom of the hour as well. Just a little tease for what we've got going here on Dueling Tangents today. Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area will be joining us at 2:30. And like Brian said, if you want to join between now and then, 844-967-2789. But you bring up the spring election, Brian, and
yeah,
it's funny you should do so, because that's where today's show begins.
Ah, it's almost like I was in on this.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I don't know if you know, because and I have to ask you, I don't know if this was a leak, a planned leak, or if this was kind of just a slip of the tongue after the interview was wrapping up.
This is what everybody said to me while anybody brought up this particular subject every single time the second it was brought up. So, yes, I've heard this talk before. I am not even remotely surprised.
Well, Charles Benson over at WTMJ in Milwaukee, a reporter there, was the one that broke this exclusive, because he sat down and had an interview with Judge, is it Darrow or Darrow?
How's it spelled again?
D-O-R-O-W.
Darrow, I would say.
Darrow? So I honestly do not know the pronunciation. I apologize, Judge, if I got it wrong. But she oversaw the Waukesha Christmas Parade trial of Daryl Brooks Jr.
Yeah.
And so, as you mentioned, the idea was at least floated throughout that trial that, oh, she may run for this open state Supreme Court seat that is going to be on the ballot for this upcoming spring election. Primary in February, because we already had more than three candidates announced, and the general to be in April. And so she wrapped up an interview yesterday with Charles Benson and effectively was like, I will have an announcement in the coming days of what my decision will be to run for this office or not.
Yeah.
Very, very politician speak. Very, I haven't finalized anything. I'm still making my decision.
Kind maybe I'm thinking about it, possibly.
Leaving it open for either.
I don't know if yes. You think it. Maybe you think I should. Tell me I should. Should I?
And so, apparently, after that interview wrapped up, Charles Benson found out from Charles' husband that she was, in fact, going to announce that she is running tomorrow. So, I don't know, again, if this was a planned leak or if this was...
Now,
just accidental. Oopsies, I shared too much.
Who knows? Sometimes if she's on the fence, somebody close to her can just leak it and then kind of push her one way or the other.
Well, and it's interesting because then Mark Bellin, righty-whitey talk radio, as Michael Crute likes to refer to Mark Bellin as a host in the Milwaukee area. I don't know if his program airs here in Madison as well. But
it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Right-wing talk radio host.
We know he exists. For this subject matter, we're going to say that he exists.
Yes. Where Republicans like to go to break their news, because they're one and the same.
Yep.
And he shared the exclusive then on his Twitter feed that Judge Darrow was running.
Okay.
And so it, very, very interesting to see how it was either TMJ4's Charles Benson or Mark Bellin. But one of them, or both of them, got to break the news today, Brian, that there will be a fourth candidate entering the primary field now for next spring state Supreme Court race. And what do you think about this?
Well, two things. One, Protasiewicz has got to be like, come on, because we've heard about her for a year now.
And then she hasn't been running that long.
I think so. I feel like it's been at least 6 months to a year. My point is that when she announced it, was like, that's incredibly early. But you got to, but the reason why.
I mean, not as early as Tom Nelson jumping in for 2022 before the 2020 election. Any candidate that was announcing, all three of the candidates are already in the race,
but I'm assuming,
announced before the election day that we had 3 weeks ago.
But I'm assuming the thought behind it was, if I'm going to run for this, no one knows who Protasiewicz is, really. So. You got to build up some name recognition. You got to have time to go out there and, kind of let people know who you are. Because, again, if you look at most elections, especially here in Wisconsin, if people don't really know, they go with what they already do know almost every single time.
That's what Dan Kelly's banking on.
But now you have Doro here. And this is a unique situation here because, one, you really, if you're a judge, you really shouldn't be famous. You really shouldn't be you should be famous in, legal circles. They should, that's a judge that leans this way or, that type of thing. People who can and do that type of thing. But again, you should lean, not maybe a little bit here or there. But again, judges, I would point out Judge Hagedorn for the most part, as much as possible, is trying to straight down the line because that's what the point is. You're a judge, right? So you don't really want your judges to go and say, I don't know, grab the spotlight or be real famous. But in this case of Judge Darrow, I don't think she tried to grab the spotlight in any way, shape, or form. I think she handed herself just like any other judge would in that situation. But because of the, this is a national story. So she's presiding over a national story that's getting national coverage. And, of course, she's going to be in the spotlight, especially since she had to make the decision to see whether he would stand trial for himself or have to be represented by someone else, or whether he was fit to stand trial by himself, which, again, probably added a couple life sentences to him, because if you are quote unquote, legally capable of defending yourself, then you probably, you know, are legally, you know,
you're responsible and liable for
what happened. Yeah. Rather that you can't use the, oh, I'm insane now. Well, if you were insane, you wouldn't be representing yourself. Point is.
Exactly.
So that's, other than that, she really, like, she was thrust into the spotlight. So at this point, if you ever thought about doing it, then yeah, you should probably do that now while you're, because again, a couple years down the line,
Wisconsin's a unique place, Brian, where we do elect our judges, but there's an interesting balance that takes place then, because so you reference Brian Hagedorn, a Supreme Court justice, won in the spring of 2019, and
sounds about right.
I believe that was the spring election that Hagedorn was elected in. But he wasn't previously appointed to that position, because that's the other side of the coin here in the state of Wisconsin. Is sometimes you get appointed judges, and then in other cases you have where those judges, they were individuals, they were attorneys that ran for that seat. So yes, they may be politically active. They were politically active enough to run, get the signatures, but necessarily not supposed to be partisan. Like they're nonpartisan races for these elected judges here in Wisconsin, but in recent years they've become hyper partisan
and clearly partisan.
And it's been individuals that have been appointed to these positions that then try to go run for them again. And so it'll be an interesting dynamic, because Brian Hagedorn was not appointed by former Governor Scott Walker. He worked for the Walker administration, but he wasn't appointed. But Dan Kelly was appointed by the former Walker administration. Judge Jennifer Darrow was appointed to her current seat by the Walker administration. And so the difference here between judges or attorneys, because they don't become judges necessarily until they run for it, unless they're appointed, but the difference between somebody running for an open judge seat or being appointed by, say, a hyper-partisan individual, polarizing individual like former Governor Scott Walker, I think is going to make some pretty interesting waves. Maybe not in the primary, but in the general for this race, because we're going to have, there's four candidates already. I floated the idea that I truly believe Michael Gableman was going to get into this race. There's still time for him to do it, but the time is definitely shrunken now that there are four candidates, two conservative candidates, two liberal candidates in the race already. But there could be more candidates to come. It's going to be a very interesting primary for the state Supreme Court race coming up in February. But I think the dynamic between who is appointed and who's running for as an open individual, I think can make some differences too.
I think you should take that into account, and I think it should be available and readily available for everyone to know. However, I think more importantly than most races, I think we really should get to know these people and who they are. And then to that end, I think they should really, put on a debate in front of a series of debates, let's say, in front of a larger network of a radio audience, perhaps.
That would be excellent. But, you know, Judge Darrow's announcement for the Mark Balance Show wasn't the only news made on Righty Whitey Talk Radio earlier today. We've also got a little pity party that's going on, and we're going to get into that and talk about who was on the radio throwing a pity party for themselves on Right Wing Talk Radio here in the state of Wisconsin today.
Was it remote? Because I don't know if he's in Wisconsin.
I believe he was in studio. So, folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to talk about that and have Dan Schaefer join us at 2:30. We'll be right back.
Shame on you.
There's a devilish look in his eyes, and I don't like it.
This is Rascal Flatts. What hurts the most?
Durst. Right here. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that it's solid. Outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive value. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at solidarityrealty.com.
This is Chad Spate. In 1992, I moved to Madison to pursue a PhD at UW, and I started a residential remodeling company called Chad's Carpentry. I was eager to make a difference, to change the world, and I soon realized that our remodeling company was a great place to start. We pride ourselves on understanding how houses work so that your home improvement project actually improves your home, and we love what we do. To learn more, go to chadsdesignbuild.com, and thank you, Madison, for 30 great years.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman Program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live right here on Devil Radio.
Weather brought to you by the Joint Chiropractic Clinics in Madison. Catch their Back Friday specials now. Buy a package of 6, 10, or 20 visits before the end of November and get bonus visits for free. Head to the Joint Chiropractic and start feeling better today.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast.
Daytime highs approaching 51 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for isolated rain showers. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 22, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs around 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
This is the radio station you were looking for, Devil Radio 92.7. It surrounds us, it penetrates us, it binds the world together.
Help me, Devil Radio. You're my only hope.
You were my sun. You were my earth.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents.
This young man. This young man not only can he rock a very curly curly haircut, is a very talented young man. I went out to Soldier Field with Amy to go see Jay-Z and JT, and yeah. It was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed the entire thing. And this is no slight on Jay-Z. I'm more just saying, look at Justin Timberlake, because while Justin Timberlake was singing and doing his parts, because they didn't, it wasn't like one was opening for the other. They kind of went back and forth with what they were doing, which was kind of cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
But Jay-Z took a break while Justin Timberlake was singing. And then when Jay-Z came on, Justin Timberlake grabbed a different instrument every time and played one of them. Or danced, or did something. He was pretty much.
So he was running 24/7.
He was going the whole way, yeah. And it is no slight on Jay-Z. It's more just Justin Timberlake. Wow. He's a very talented young man.
Very impressive.
You got to be there for that Disney kid stuff. High expectations.
Speaking of somebody crying, somebody a river.
Yeah.
Brian, this is pretty much my response to Tim Michaels throwing himself a pity party.
Which is funny because I didn't think he cared.
I 100% put it up there as, okay, it's going to be very similar to how he got his clock cleaned in 2004 and disappeared off the face of Wisconsin politics for a while. It's how he was effectively able, well, not effectively, I guess, because he didn't win, but it's how he was able to run as a quote-unquote outsider. Despite the fact that he had run for statewide office in the past, he had ran for state senate in the past, and he was a major donor to Republicans throughout the Walker administration and since then too, but he ran as an outsider, and he went on right-wing talk radio here in Wisconsin today and talked about how sad he was and how broken up he is that he didn't win.
Huh.
And
did he say why? Did you say why?
We're gonna get to that, Brian. But the funniest thing, the first thing that caught my attention, and the reason, because at first I was like, oh, Tim Michaels, he's going on right wing talk radio. He's gonna blame something. He didn't go down the former guy's path with, oh, it was fraud. So I will give him credit there. He hasn't tried to undermine the election results.
He didn't have the energy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we thought he was gonna go off to Connecticut and not really do anything else here in Wisconsin politics for the meantime. But apparently, Brian, the funny thing that caught my attention and why I wanted to talk about this today is Rance Priebus, Tommy Thompson, Paul Ryan, you know, very, very prevalent players in Wisconsin politics.
The
right
ones
now.
That ran and hid once Trump got their eye. Okay, good. Those ones.
Those same people.
Yeah.
We're telling Tim Michaels that he should, in the days right before the election, that he should start to focus on a transition because he was going to win. And so.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's what insider information gets you.
I'm just enjoying it a little bit this morning and today. I enjoy this and I think the Germans put it very well. And that's all I'm going to say on that one. it's an interesting feeling to see that Tim Michaels has thrown himself a pity party on Right Wing Talk Radio.
Oh.
And the comical part as well, outside of the fact that, you know, he was being told to plan for the transition, was
get ready. You're going to win. Come on, buddy. You can do it.
Yeah, the roughly 5 days before the election.
Really proud of what we've been able to do.
Oh, thank you, Paul Ryan. Thank you. Very proud of it. But roughly 5 days before, and this is according to reporting from Scott Bauer over at the AP, because this interview, Tim Michaels went on Jay Weber's show. And again, conservative talk radio. This is their echo chamber. Probably why they thought they were going to win and then didn't. Because that's the primary. He wasn't talking with the press. He was preventing reporters, including like the New York Times, from going to his campaign events. Very isolated in his candidacy for the governor. But apparently he spoke with former President Donald Trump 5 days before the election, and Trump told him he wasn't coming to the state because Michaels was strong and going to win.
Another insider who knows the game. And the game is, what do you believe today? Do you feel confident? Yeah, you're going to win. Oh, the numbers be damned.
Yeah. So he blamed the 90% turnout for Democratic Dane County. It was incredible, creating a, quote, huge, huge hurdle for Republicans to overcome.
So have they done anything to appeal to anyone who lives in Dane County, or have they demonized Dane County?
He patted himself on the back for opening an office in Milwaukee and said that the Republicans made gains in Milwaukee.
Is that factually correct? Himself?
I haven't looked at the deep numbers.
No, it's maybe, not, because it's 11,000K short of last time.
No, there you go.
11K short of there the last time. But totally, they made gains when they lost.
And the other interesting part of this pity party that was thrown on Right Wing Talk Radio, Brian, earlier today, is that Tim Michaels said that he hadn't spoken with Rebecca Clayfish since the primary. And that there are no hard feelings, or Michael says there were hard feelings among some over him beating Clayfish, but that dissipated as the election neared. Did it?
Because
she didn't campaign with him. And he encouraged her to run for statewide office again, which is what she said is now her focus in the coming months and years, because she's going back to the shadow campaign, the 1848 Project.
Oh, good. Good.
So
that worked out last time really well.
Yeah,
good thing you're going back to the same things again. Well, I guess I guess it's all like the Packers for the rest of this year for Tim Michaels. It's only moral victories from here on out, buddy, because nothing's going to happen. Not going to work here anymore.
We got some funnier quotes as well.
You got some numbers to throw at me, which we may have found out some things.
We're going to get to those and a little bit more and be joined by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area coming up next. Still taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Biden hosted top leaders in Congress to try to lock in more legislative wins before Democrats lose majority in the House. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
We're here to get work done.
The president sat at the head of a table facing top Democrats Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, along with GOP leaders Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy.
There's a lot to do, including resolving the train strike.
A potentially crippling freight rail strike next week.
Congress, I think, has to act to prevent it. It's not an easy call, but I think we have to do it. The economy's at risk.
The president's also urging legislation to avoid a government shutdown next month and pushing for it to include more funding for the COVID-19 response and Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities in Iran say two former members of the national soccer team arrested this month in connection with nationwide protests have been released on bail. I'm Ed Donahue.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now get up to 50% off at the Cyber Monday sale and even deeper discounts on some of our favorite styles happening now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of their super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss the Cyber Monday sale on now at your nearest Untuck It store or at untuckit.com. Untuck It, shirts designed to be.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair with your headlines. More and more parents and caregivers are taking time off work to stay home and care for sick children. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows workplace absences for childcare reasons rose to an all-time high in October. This year's respiratory illness season began early. Kids are coming home from daycare and school with everything from RSV, with or without pneumonia, to colds, rashes, and even strep. Childcare facilities already facing widespread worker shortages. Sick time and paid leave became a rallying cry during the onset of the COVID pandemic, with employers encouraging workers to stay home when sick, and workplaces made their policies more flexible so people could take care of their families. However, people in high-paying jobs are more likely to have access to paid time off. Lower-wage workers and people of color have considerably fewer workplace benefits. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I got really excited, Brian, because I told you, I was like, I got the whole playlist for our... We're just going to commiserate with Tim Michaels today here on the radio. He's not going to join us, but we're going to talk about his commiseration.
I got to ask
with
you,
Jay Weber.
I got to ask you, when Tim Michaels is tooling around in that that truck that he does all of his campaign commercials in, or from, or I'm assuming he drives to... What music
I think that's
is
like the
blasting?
Guy Fieri truck. I think it's like the Guy Fieri truck, though. He never really truly drives it anywhere except when he's in the commercial. They put it on in the back of like a flatbed and
so,
then drive it to
so
the next.
So when he's sitting in the back of the vehicle, do you think he asked them to turn on any music? Or like, what kind of music does the guy listen to? I don't know. Probably a bunch of sad bastard stuff now because the poor guy lost. and on that note, I think it's time to introduce Dan Schaefer. How are you, Dan? Welcome back, Dan Schaefer, the Recombobulation
Era. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this afternoon. And It's an interesting. Did you listen to any of the interview that Tim Michaels was giving to Jay Weber, or did you just get to see the transcripts like I did? Because I didn't subject myself to actually
listening.
I just
caught the quotes that came through. I did not tune into the Jay Weber show this morning to get that one. But I did check out the quotes that all of the Wisconsin press seemed very interested in this particular interview. Live tweeting all of it this morning. There are some really good. Really amazing quotes.
Yeah.
From that interview.
The scars run deep.
As the conservatives kind of do their postmortem in losing the governor's race once again.
Yeah, and it was shocking because pretty quickly after, if not the night of, I believe it was within 24 or 48 hours, Tim Michaels, I believe, was back in Connecticut. Like, somebody shared private jet info. I forget if it was... No, the hard part is, Brian, is that both of the top of the ticket candidates use private jets. And so I'm unfortunately forgetting if it was Tim Michaels flying back to Connecticut or if it was Ron Johnson flying to Florida.
I do know Ron Johnson flew to Florida. I knew Ron Johnson flew to Florida.
I may be confusing.
We had joked about Michaels. Either way, it's hard.
Men of the people. Men of the people.
Because all of the people themselves have their own private jets so much that it's hard to, you know, get him. I mean, I know Dan is right now on his private jet on the way to somewhere very important, like just flying around because he's in a private jet.
That's right. Me and Mandela Barnes flying in a private jet. No. Interesting. You don't see that from the other candidates who after the election, but
yeah,
the one from the quote from Michaels that really stuck out to me, and I was looking through the thread on Twitter from Journal Sentinel reporter Corey Hess, where she said Tim Michaels called his loss for governor devastating, and the quote is, "It's still raw. I'd like to get some of the money back that I lost." What a quote! What an amazing quote from Tim Michaels.
But he also,
looking back on this failed effort where he spent tens of millions of dollars to defeat Rebecca Clayfish in the primary and lose to Tony Evers in the general election, he's looking back, not thinking what he could have done for Wisconsin, but he's looking back at that money he lost. Tough times for Tim.
It is probably a hard time because I believe all in all, he spent roughly $20 million of his own money.
Unwillingly, and right? He didn't do. Someone forced him to do this.
Somebody forced him to do it, Brian.
He did not. But, he did not choose willingly to do this.
Well,
that's why I can understand
dynamic.
Him wanting his money back.
It's an interesting dynamic because he says in the interview that it needs to be examined why he was able to take the lead so quickly over former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish in the Republican primary. But then at the same time is like, well, I would like some of that $12 million that I spent to win that primary back. It's like, do you not see that being able to flood the zone with advertising due to your own investment of millions of dollars is probably what led to you being able to become the front runner of the Republican primary so quickly?
It's amazing that you're able to connect those dots, Luke. It's really a challenge. Who could have figured it out, you know?
I'm just saying that's probably the easiest linear equation that you could put together of how he was able to take the lead and then also in the same interview then not be like, well, yeah, I really wish some of that money came back to my pocket because he did spend a lot of money. And it is an interesting aspect. I did not believe that he was going to contribute at all, Dan, to this conversation, the postmortem of his loss.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do this at all. This is amazing that he's even talking about this. Congratulations, Tim Michaels.
Are you shocked that he did this interview today with Jay Weber?
Yeah, pretty surprised. Pretty surprised. And I, you know, I saw that he had a, you know, an op-ed in
the New Berlin,
the West Bend newspaper,
or West Bend,
in Washington
yes, West
County.
Bend. Yes.
You know, his company's based in that area, so I think that makes sense for sometimes it's like a Paul Ryan type of move to have like the hometown paper editorial after the election.
That kind of made sense.
That type of thing. You know, just talking about wanting to keep the fight going and blah blah blah. But going on the radio this morning to talk about how you know, talk about his campaign and the money he lost and some of the other quotes throughout that were pretty were pretty ridiculous too, you know, talking about how Tim Rampton has an amazing group of loyal followers, you know, talking about how, you know, people in Milwaukee, how he made inroads in Milwaukee, which he did all sorts of campaign events in Milwaukee and didn't seem to move the needle at all.
It moved it negative.
So it's, you know, it's maybe they need a little bit more time to get that perspective on this loss and the what I've heard many people refer to as a Wisconsin landslide of a 3.5% loss. Well, at the top of the ticket.
And that does lead to an interesting way to take the conversation, because some of the other numbers that I saw yesterday were specifically around the polling that we can now, or not polling, but the vote totals that we could see for which demographic groups broke which way. And an interesting point that I saw yesterday was that above women over the age of 45, they voted for Tony Evers 7 points higher than they voted for Mandela Barnes. But women under the age of 45 voted for the two candidates on the Democratic side of the ticket at almost identical proportions. And so it is interesting that either way you want to look at it, it could either be that women over the age of 45 decided to pick Tony Evers over Tim Michaels, but at the same time, they picked Ron Johnson over Mandela Barnes. And so it's going to be, I think that is the focus, where if really you want to analyze the 2022 midterm election results, is that split between women over the age of 45 and under the age of 45 on the top of the ticket races.
It's that generational shift in politics that I've been talking about quite a lot this year. It's, you know, it's, there's a lot of that generational divide. And I think the split ticket thing is pretty interesting. I also think we have to look at the split ticket thing this year, you know, and it's basically what, like a 4 or 5% difference, you know, that the split ticket voting in 2018 was much greater than this year. Mm-hmm. You know, Tammy Baldwin won by an 11-point margin. Tony Evers won by a 1-point margin. So when I was on Civic Media last week, or a couple weeks ago, hosting in place of Kristen while she was out of town, talked to the chair of the Waukesha County Democrats, and he said, you know, that was one of the places that, you know, Ron Johnson did a little bit better than Tim Michaels. Well, there was actually a lot less ticket splitting this year than in 2018, which I think is interesting to note as well.
Yeah, and I think if you want to have that conversation, I have a feeling, because Judd Lounsbury was the individual I saw who was examining the exit polls for that split between women over the age of 45. And I need to be a little bit more specific. It was white women over the age of 45 and under the age of 45. And I have a feeling, though, that there could have been possibly a similar result of those women voting for Mandela Barnes over Ron Johnson had it not been for the insane amount of political ads that we saw. So yes, there. I think generational shift and what you've been writing about is very indicative of these numbers. But I think the fact that there was a 7-point split between that age gap as well can't be discussed without mentioning the, as Ron Johnson's referred to it, the Democrats love to play the race card. And if you're not talking about the racist ads that were being put onto the airwaves throughout the state against Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes in examining this breakdown of exit polling data, I think that's a little bit irresponsible.
Yeah, you know, going into the election, we thought that the governor's race would be the closer of the two. Ended up not being the case, which I think is pretty interesting as well.
Yeah, it was an interesting election here in Wisconsin, and I think there's going to be a lot of analysis for it to come. But let's share with the people a little bit about how they can find your work, Dan, if they want to learn more about the writing, say, of generational change and all the other excellent pieces that you do at the Recombobulation area. How can our listeners find out more?
Yeah, now would be a good time to come to the Recombobulation area. We publish on Substack and subscribe. We've got a sale going right now that encompasses all of Thanksgiving week. So whether you are shopping on Black Friday or Cyber Monday or whatever different day that you're doing
Giving Tuesday. Today's Giving Tuesday.
Sure. Sure. Or whatever tomorrow is. I don't know if there's something Wednesday. You know, I had the sale run all week. So it's a 30% off sale to get a subscription for a full year, running for the full week. So you can get a full year subscription for just $35. And that will help fund the work that we do at the recombobulation area.
And that is the best $35 you can spend, in my opinion, for local journalism here in the state of Wisconsin, because it's an excellent column, Dan. We really appreciate all the work that you're doing. One of the areas where I know your focus is going to be coming up in the, well, it's happening now. Whether we like it or not, we're already in the midst of it, because we also got news today that Judge Jennifer Darrow is going to be announcing tomorrow that she is entering the race for the state Supreme Court here coming up. The primary to be held February 21st and the general to be held April 4th of next year. What are your thoughts on Judge Darrow getting into the race?
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, you can't overstate the importance of this race, you know, with the balance, the majority of the court being, you know, up for grabs in this election. I think it's just, you cannot overstate the importance of this. And, you know, name recognition is a huge thing in down ballot and not, you know, elections that are not president, senator, governor, those types of things, right? So she now has a whole lot of name recognition after being the judge in the Daryl Brooks case. And she is going to be a very high profile candidate getting into this. You know, Daniel Kelly, who lost big in 2020, has been running again, already had some endorsements from other conservatives. He'll be probably the, you know, further right candidate. But we also have two liberal candidates in the race, and Judge Janet, I'm not going to try to pronounce her name live on the air right now, and Everett Mitchell in Madison, who are the two liberal candidates running for this. So I think, you know, this race is super important because it is the liberals' best chance to win a majority and will be for a long time. You know, these are 10-year terms. And Brian Hagedorn won in 2019 by 6,000 votes. And that secured that helped secure the majority for the conservatives, which led to so many rulings on the things like the maps in Wisconsin, something that I of course, write about all the time. And those maps have been the Republican skeleton key to wielding power in Wisconsin, no matter how many statewide elections they lose. And the court is the key to those maps. And so Jennifer Darrow's entry into this race is huge. It's huge.
Yeah, it's absolutely going to be just the behemoth that we're going to be talking about for the upcoming weeks and months until February 21st. And then again, through April 4th. Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area joining us here on Dueling Tangents. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. You can follow Dan on Twitter, Dan R. Schaefer. You can follow the show at Dueling Tangents. You can follow Civic Media at Civic Media US. We've got one more segment left in the day. Maybe we'll get into some Bucks or the other Wisconsin political news that's also important to get into. Who knows? It's always a tangent here on Dueling Tangents. But we're going to be coming back real quick here with our final segment.
Hey, this is Matt. Was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small business.
We're going to come back with a tangential Bucks space, if you want to get to it, and then we'll go to the Alberto Darling. But the song coming back will get us to the Bucks in a roundabout way.
Uses modern tools to
okay.
Build a website,
and it kind of ties it all together with the pity party slash
again, that's design
Schadenfreude and everything. So it'll be great.
Okay. Pat Slattery here of Slattery's Automotive Service. Winter's coming, and that means now's the time for you to start thinking about snow tires. Travel winter roads with ease on Hakkapeliitta snow tires. Hakkapeliitta is the top-of-the-line snow tire, made in Finland and eco-friendly. If it's snowing, they'll get you there. Give me a call at 608-848-6123 to get yours set. Slattery's Automotive Service, your trusted choice for local service and repairs for all your automotive needs.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by the Joint Chiropractic of Madison, where Back Friday is back now through the end of November. It's easy. Sign up for a package, get free bonus visits, and start feeling the way you want to. The Joint Chiropractic, convenient, affordable chiropractic care.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 22. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 27. Tomorrow night, lows around 16. Mainly clear Thursday with a high of 35. 47 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Talk radio made for the 99% on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
I would have given you all of my heart, but that's someone who's torn it apart.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. With Luke and Brian. Evan, we got to work on that one a little bit, but we'll get it. We'll get it next time. But that is the first one. Now I'm blanking and Evan doesn't have his mic. So
it's all right, man.
It's originally a Sheryl Crow song. Is it not? The first one is the deepest? The first cut is the deepest?
Yeah.
Or I don't know if she covers it or not.
You know what? Honestly, Sheryl, this is a lot. I like this a lot better than the Sheryl Crow version, mostly because...
But I wanted the Sheryl Crow version to bring it back to the box.
You don't understand. I just got that version of that song out of my head, and I can't think about it now, because if I do, it'll come back in, and then I'll be haunted.
The tangent doesn't work when you don't launch off from the first part, but that's okay.
Well, we're on a different one now. I'm just trying to save my mental sanity so I don't have to hear the Sheryl Crow's version.
Fair enough.
It's a happy accident, everybody. It's a happy accident. You can play it. It's fine.
Brian is appreciative.
No, it's fine. It'll be funny for everybody else. It's fine.
Of the recombobulation area. And Dan, we would be remiss if we weren't going to talk about the excellent start so far of the Milwaukee Bucks, because I'm not going to say you're the biggest Bucks fan, but you may be one of the biggest Bucks fans that I follow online, and I get to see a lot of your takes on what's going on with the Bucks this season so far.
Yeah, I'm probably one of the only people out there who ever gets a stick to politics tweet in the replies, because, you know, people who might follow me for my political columns and coverage and stuff like that will all of a sudden see me live tweet a Bucks game and just have like weird takes about Jordan Wara. And people are just like, what are you talking about? I follow you for politics. Stick to politics. I'm probably one of the only people out there who ever gets those kinds of tweets. But yeah, the Bucks are great. Bucks are really good. And they have the second best record in the league, and they haven't even had their second best player has not yet played a game yet this year. So they're doing great. Giannis is the best.
It's been a fun season so far to watch. I am still in the wrestling match with Bally Sports, so I love the fact that I can get them when they're on the national games, which I believe they're playing on Friday against the Lakers, and so that one will be nationally televised. But outside of those, Bally Sports, Wisconsin, and I we're fighting because YouTube TV or Bally Sports are fighting, so therefore I don't get to watch as many Bucks games.
They're just trying to stick it to the libs in Dane County. That's all it is.
No, I think it's just they're a corporation that wants to get as much money out of everybody that they possibly can.
That could not possibly be the case. It could never be the case.
Yes. It's inflation. Unlike Elon Musk,
it's inflation.
They don't hassle over their costs though online like Elon Musk did with Stephen King for Twitter Blue.
It's gonna be three different colors now. Is it gonna be different now again?
Apparently
it's gonna be so much better later on.
See, it'll be interesting because the as much as I'm keeping up with the Twitter things, I just know that it will be once I click on the app and it doesn't actually open, that'll just be the day where I probably have a whole lot more relief in my life, because it's just like, okay, I don't have to go to the hellscape that is Twitter.
We'll be free. We'll be free. We'll be set free of the tyranny of Twitter.
So that's really my focus on it.
And whatever Elon Musk is doing that day. I had somebody tell me, I saw a tweet that said they started pronouncing Elon like Ellen, like the last four letters in the word melon, and now I can't get it out of my head, so I just call him Ellen Moss.
There you go. But bringing it back to here in Wisconsin, before the holiday weekend, Dan, we, as you referenced, the skeleton key, those maps here in the state of Wisconsin, the skeleton key for Republicans holding on to power. Devin LeMahieu got a little bit of what I like to think was a Thanksgiving surprise to a lot of us. He probably didn't see it as a surprise. He was probably more like, shucks, my evil plans are foiled kind of thing. But state longtime serving state senator Alberta Darling, one of the Republicans in, that has really benefited most possibly from those gerrymandered maps, because her district has been blueing in recent years, but because of gerrymandering she's been pretty safe. She announced last week that she will be retiring as of Thursday, December 1st, preventing the Republicans from holding a supermajority for the time being in the state Senate. So I'd love to hear your thoughts kind of on that retirement and what you think is next for, I believe, the 8th state Senate district here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's an important race. And it is, like you said, one of those Milwaukee suburb districts that have been trending to the left in recent years. You know, her district includes Whitefish Bay and a lot of those North Shore Milwaukee County suburbs. And those have gotten very blue in recent years during the, you know, kind of post-Trump. And like you mentioned, it is also a district that has been gerrymandered. So, you know, using my friend John Johnson of Marquette University's seat lean formula, the district went from about a Republican 7-point advantage to about a Republican 12-point advantage in the new maps. So, but it is also one that you know, our friend Tim Michaels, who underperformed in the Milwaukee County suburbs. He only won that district by about 4%. So, you know, stands to reason that if Democrats have a candidate who is competitive there, you know, that they could mount a real challenge to flipping that seat blue, as they have in a number of other Milwaukee area suburban districts in recent years. So that one will definitely be one to keep an eye on. You know, if Democrats were to win that seat, it would keep the Republicans under that 2/3 supermajority in the state Senate that they were kind of eyeing some fairly extreme measures with, as we saw in a story from Molly Beck last week about, you know, firing state officers or something like that. So, you know, I think it's going to be a really interesting race. And, you know, each state Senate district is made up of 3 assembly districts. And the 3 representatives within that assembly districts, there are 2 Republicans, Dan Knodel and Janelle Branson. Janelle Branson runs, we're in for a real circus.
Oh, we talked about that yesterday, and we just we had a little scenario that we discussed of her just leaving Robin Voss after being scorned and kicked out of that closed door caucus meeting, that maybe she'll go run for the state Senate, but who knows what's going to happen.
I can't see her inheriting the fiefdom. I don't see it.
Yeah. I think Knodel has said he's considering it. And then the other assembly representative within that district is Democrat Deb Andrika. She has said she will not be running. So she flipped that seat in 2020 and was reelected in 2022. She's not going to be doing a third campaign, third high profile legislative campaign within, you know, kind of basically 2.5 years. So that is going to be a really interesting one. You know, it's going to be important for a Democrat to step up and run, because this is a winnable seat. It's like many, the goalposts in the Milwaukee area, the goalposts were moved, to give Republicans a better advantage, but this is a winnable seat.
Yeah. It's going to be another area to keep a close eye on, and we really appreciate you joining us this Tuesday afternoon. Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. He's filled in for Kristen Bry on As Goes Wisconsin. So you can go check out episodes that Dan hosted of As Goes Wisconsin, where we get all of our podcasts here at Civic Media. Dan, hopefully we'll get to have you back on again real soon to continue these conversations. We really appreciate you joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. 30% off Recombobulation Area right now. Bucks and six.
There we go. Get all the plugs in.
I think I'm going to go and get a muskmelon right now.
Folks, Dueling Tangents will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to you then.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.